Alors, fin je comme un bronze. Ein Mann kann erwerben, Geld, bevor die Zeit sind, bei der Kinder. Und lässt bei ihr den Krieg. Auf die Sieste.
Seems to be a challenge. What is the problem? What is happening? The meeting was set. Can in future those IT members come 15 minutes or 20 minutes before the meeting? I will not appreciate this, unfortunately. We look lumps in front of guests. Morning, honorable members. Good morning. To the representatives of the National Arts Council, and my name is Tandile Sundusa. I'm the chairperson of the committee on the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture. I'm a member of the African National Congress. I will introduce the members, and everyone who's here will introduce. May the CEO introduce the team. And then even the gentleman at the back there who would like to know who are they and which and where are they coming from. Members, there's an agenda in front of you, I believe. There's an agenda in front of you, and I would like members to adopt the agenda before we continue. Honorable Moss.
I'll in the most propose to take the agenda.
There's a mover from Honorable Moss. Any second?
Chair, second.
Okay. Our Lord wrote to second in the agenda. As I greeted you informally, but I will formally now welcome you to this portfolio committee meeting. On my right is Honorable Mavunda from the African National Congress. Next to him is Honorable Chipela from the Congress of the People. Next to him is Honorable Lodred from the Democratic Alliance. Mustafa, are you back? Yeah, finally. That is Honorable Ntapane from the UTM. He's not been with us for some time. Welcome back, and I hope you are well. I believe you got our messages. Okay, welcome back, and thank you very much. You look even brighter. That's why I could not look. I wasn't sure what is happening. On the left there, the lady with glasses is Honorable Linda Moss. She's the whip of this committee. She's a member of the African National Congress. Next to her is Honorable Bush. she's a chief. Hussein Nwamita Sholivana, she's a member of the African National Congress. Next to her is Honorable Mfweli, she's a member of the Inkatha Freedom Party. Peter, why are you sitting at the back? With due respect, I would want the honorable members to sit on the table. I know it's a smaller boardroom. Thank you, sir. And Manshiva? The gentleman who's standing, who's still looking for a place to stay, is Honorable Peter Horai. He's a member of the ANC. Behind you, there is a lady in a white shirt. Malishiva, why you get a place to stay? Sit. It's Honorable Lishiva. She's a member of the African National Congress. The beautiful lady who's entering is Honorable Story. She's a member of the African National Congress. So time to time, we respect and call her Mastori. So don't be surprised when I say Mastori, not saying Honorable Story. That's how we call her. Next to me, it's Lusanda Muyoli. He's the committee secretary. And I always forget your name. And then at the back there is Vusindima, he's an acting DDG of the Department of Arts and of Department of Arts and Culture. Okay. And then this gentleman, how do you say his name?
I'm Abdallah Driscoll from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Yes, he's part of the Parliamentary Monitoring Group, KPMG. He's there to monitor so that you don't accuse us of saying things that we did not say. And then, can you just introduce yourself?
Thank you, Honorable Chair, the Honorable Members and Colleagues. My name is Mbulelo Chogweni from the Department of Arts and Culture.
And you?
Acting DDG. Myself and Ms. Dendim are representing Acting DG, Ms. Felisa Batuza, who is not with us today, and we are tendering an apology on her behalf.
Thank you, Mr. Chogweni. I would like the members of the National Arts Council, the leader of the delegation, to introduce the team so that we can know who we are interacting with. Thank you.
So, with due respect, Honorable Chair, there are some other members from the Department of Arts and Culture. I would just quickly request them to introduce themselves.
Okay.
Nick Cronier, Department of Arts and Culture.
Thank you, Nick. What do you deal with, Nick?
I'm a deputy director in the corporate governance unit.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Welcome. Thank you, Mr. Mante. Is there anyone I'm leaving out?
Louise Graham, the chief director of international relations for arts and culture.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone that I'm leaving out? The African style?
We are from the African Style Museum and Monument. We are here to present.
Oh, so early.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Ms. Libet, can you introduce your team, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, honorable members, good morning. My name is Annabelle Lebete, Chief Executive at the National Arts Council. And I've got with me a senior management team from the National Arts Council. The gentleman in the red tie sitting next to Ndate Jogweni is Mr. Simon Lizalo, who is the Acting Chief Financial Officer. The lady diagonally opposite Mr. Lizalo, who is standing up now, is the Grants Funding Manager. Her name is Ms. Julie Dipofa. And the gentleman who is rising now is Ndate Godwin Munisi. He is the Chief Operations Officer. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Levete. And I just forgot, I always forget our researcher at the back. It's Mr. Mwadi. Mwadi,
he's the researcher of the committee. Thanks a lot. Members, can we move to the next item, which is apologies? I don't have any apologies in front of me. Oh, okay. I just got
an invitation by Honorable Smiley from the Democratic Alliance to thank you.
Members, are there any comments on the
apologies? Apologies, Honorable Chairman, but there was acting DG as a cash.
Okay. Thank you. The apologies are noted. We move to the third item on the agenda, the presentation about by the National Arts Council. Honorable members, as you all know that today we are meeting the National Arts Council. It's a long overdue presentation or report that is supposed to come to the committee. As you all know that the council received qualified report for the past financial year, so it was very important that we meet with the council here today. The council, as all know, it's by the age is required by the legislation of the council, where public money is spent, the entity has to account because it's public funds, and we are guided by the PMSA as public representatives. People have to account what happened to the money on all the systems, especially if an organization has received a qualified report. As you know, that some of the bases that will highlight of the qualified report is the revenue, the property, plant and equipment, irregular expenditure. And I believe members are very familiar about some of the issues of the documents were given. There are many issues of consideration as well from our side. Members of the NAC, even the DAL, African DAL, they are listening. When members of committees are interacting, they are asking questions. We are not being rude. We are not being insensitive. We are not being, you know, I can name all the bad names that are in the book. Unfortunately, we will need the answers. We are public representatives. We account to the public. We have to get the answers as honest as possible. What Mastori likes to say is to say that Nipemba nize maqaba ngesiXhosa, asingo maqaba. We know what is happening. While you come here, we already know some of the things that are happening. And as you speak, what other people do, the mistake, when they come, they think, they report to people who don't know what is happening, unfortunately. And we have some of the documents are from the previous years because we do our homework. So that's why I always say, answer as honest as possible, whether it's very wrong, so that we may be able to correct what is wrong. Also assist when it's wrong. So as they interact, they will follow up. They will change their faces when they see that the truth is not told. But also to further say that the Department of Arts and Culture nationally is represented. Why we call them is because entities like the organizations, when they come here, they accuse the department and say the department said the 1, 2, 3, because the department is not present. But we have moved as this committee to say in every presentation we must ensure that the department is present, even with the person who deals directly with you, because in the past we have not seen that the department is being accused. Unfortunately, even to the highest DGs are here, so a cool manga business namhlanje. Honorable members, there's a technicality here, which I think we need to assist each other so that we don't have a precedence of knowing to be sending people away. The document of the NAC, I've just received it in my table. My understanding from the committee secretary is that it was requested last week.
it was brought to, it was, it came on Monday, but apparently it was very big. So the committee secretary requested that they must reduce it. It was a very big document. So he asked that they must reduce it. It was too big for us to, I don't know how many pages it was, but it was bigger than a Bible, I'm told. So it had to be reduced to these pages that I have in front of me. And today, because what was not, everything, he said that only what we require must be presented. So I want members to assist me on this regard, to say that the document has just been given in front of me, but what I want to know, is it far different from the one? Can members assist me now? Or we just continue?
I don't think Honorable Chair would be in a position to assist you, because we have just signed this, as you say, but I propose that you must proceed.
Okay. Honorable Tapane, members of the committee, Honorable Lothric?
Chair, I think the situation you're perhaps referring to is the precedent that we have set.
Mm.
With the previous committee. Now, I don't know to what extent perhaps it does count in favor of NAC, the fact that it was here on Monday, but it was just perhaps too thick for us to deal with at that time. It's not as if they did not send it.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we could then, in light of that, proceed and try and see if we can cope with the document.
Thank you, Norman. Thanks, Lord. That's why I said the technicality. Any members from this side? Oshinomita Shulwan?
Although it disadvantages the committee to receive the document now, but since there were a lot of technicalities to be corrected, I think we can proceed.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other member before we proceed? Okay. I look at me that we just proceed. Honorable Liberte, you, Ms. Liberte, the floor is yours. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. And just to apologize, Chair, for our overzealousness in trying to provide as much information as possible in the presentations. We welcome the opportunity and the our first engagement as this team of the National Arts Council to present before the House, the Portfolio Committee. And we have, what you have in front of you, Chair, we've tried to shrink it down, to consolidate it to a much more smaller presentation. It was quite big, but we've tried our best to at least bring it down, Chair. Chair, if I may just take you through the order of today's presentation, the way we would like to structure it. We'll have the introduction and a strategic overview, which I will take the House through. And then we will move over to the financial overview, and Dadela Zalo will then come and talk to the House around the financial matters of the National Arts Council, and touch specifically upon the issues that you highlighted, Chair, which were the basis for the qualification. We'll also provide the committee with an overview of the funding, the challenges, the successes, and the highlights. And then we also thought it would be important just to get a sense of the operational context that the NAC is within, just as a way of, you know, getting a broader understanding of who, what, where we are, Madam Chair. Thank you, Chair. Very briefly, I am aware that the members would have received our annual report, so I'll just very briefly touch upon who we are and what our legislative mandate is. But briefly, our vision is really to support the arts, to ensure that there is free and creative expression of all South African cultures. So we do that through the funding that we allocate, which comes from the National Department. And our mission is to develop and promote excellence in the arts. Chair, we've got 9 objects of the Act that we are responsible to fulfilling, and those speak very largely to redress, to transformation, to excellence, to provision of access, to opportunities, to ensuring that practitioners within historically disadvantaged communities have got access to practicing the arts as per our vision. But also, it's really to ensure that we're also assisting through the facilitation of opportunities for organizations, individuals, and students within the arts sector through the work that we do with national and international sister organizations, but also through the relationship that we have with the department. Chair, as a background to the institution, the committee will be aware that we receive our allocation from the Department of Arts and Culture. We have a board of 23 members. The Act requires us to have a board of 23 members. 14 of those members are appointed by the minister, and 9 of the members are appointed by the MECs or the premiers of the 9 provinces. So we have provincial representation that is allowed for in the Act as well. We currently, Chair, in the process, the department is in the process as we speak of appointing a new council, and hence we do not have a chairperson with us today in this presentation. Chair, also just very briefly, the board has a mandate to approve the recommendations that come from the 7 advisory panels. So these advisory panels, as per the NAC Act, are the subject matter experts within the respective disciplines that we support. And they then evaluate and assist the organization in determining which projects should be supported and the level of that support. And those decisions are entirely then taken up to the council, which makes the final decision. So the office does play a much more administrative role in terms of the support and in processing the applications that we receive, as opposed to taking direct decisions. And I think it enables a much more cleaner and transparent process and governance process as well. Chair, the 7 sectors that we work in that the National Arts Council has a responsibility to working in is the craft sector, dance and choreography, literature, music, multidiscipline, theatre, and the visual arts. Multidiscipline is a combination of one or more of the other 6 that we've mentioned. So it really looks to the cross-cutting nature of the arts in terms of be it music festivals that are multidisciplinary in nature. So you have a festival that includes dance, it includes poetry, it includes music, it includes craft, and that's how we categorize that particular sector. So all in all, we're looking at supporting 7 sectors nationally. Chair, the strategic objectives that were set for the 2010-13 MTF period spoke very largely to positioning the NAC as the arts funding agency in South Africa. We want to be seen to be responsive to the needs of the sector. We want to be seen to be enabling the support, the development, the growth, the sustainability of the sector. But we also understand and are aware, Chair, of the history that the NAC has unfortunately undergone. And really it's about building or rebuilding the reputation of the NAC within the context of the cultural landscape. We also, Chair, are very, very strongly impassioned by wanting to strengthen coordination with other arts funding agencies, because we realize that we alone as the National Arts Council have got a huge responsibility, but we need similar sister agencies such as Business Arts South Africa or the National Heritage Council to work together with us, as well as the other international donor agencies that operate within South Africa. So we see ourselves as playing quite a central role in coordinating the efforts that enable cultural funding within South Africa. We have also, Chair, found it very important that the National Arts Council engage in research that informs the work that we do, in that we want to develop sector strategies that feed into what the trends are within the country, but internationally as well, so that we become ready and able to meet the demands of a globalized sectors. And lastly, Chair, we also thought that it was important for us to build on the reputation of the World Summit that was hosted in 2009 as a way of regaining that position, not only in South Africa, but also on the continent, because the NSC has is largely seen as being a leader because of the time that we have, because of the cultural policies in South Africa, and more we are playing that role in terms of assisting other similar agencies across the continent. Chair, just to then move on to the highlights for the 2009-10 annual report, from a governance point, Chair, we have had effective executive controls in the form of a council. We had an executive committee as per the requirements of our Act. An audit and risk committee was operational together with the HR and bid and adjudication committee, as well as advisory panels, Chair. I just must add that because we had fully functioning advisory panels. We have an internal audit control, which looks at annual risk assessments with a three-year internal audit rolling plan. From an HR perspective, Chair, we've had a stable staff complement for roughly the past 5 years, and I think it bodes well for the way in which the staff view the NAC and the way in which the staff view their work at the NAC. We've had, on occasion, had to bring in temporary staff for when we have funding sessions to assist with the funding processes, as well as when we're preparing ourselves for year-end audits. Annual HR policy review process was undertaken, Chair, to ensure legislative compliance. Training and development plan was also in place to improve performance, and there were a few programs that that staff participated in. And our salary increases are based on the DPSA adjustments. We've got a fully functioning management and staff representative forum, Chair, as well as a healthy staff bursary scheme. We will be reviewing that bursary scheme as I think we're realizing that it's time for that review and it might not be sufficient in terms of professional ongoing development for our staff. Employee benefits we have in place include the Comprehensive Provident Fund with Liberty, as well as a medical aid scheme with Discovery. Chair, we are a largely, black-managed and black-managed public entity with about 96% black. And with that, Chair, we've got three women that are in middle, senior, and executive management. Chair, the achievements over the reporting period, we successfully hosted the Fourth World Summit on Arts and Culture, which was held in Newtown. We held this in partnership with the National Department of Arts and Culture, Business Arts South Africa, the City of Johannesburg, the Gauteng Provincial Department of Sport, Arts, Culture and Recreation, and a few other funders, Chair. And this was a critical and crucial conference for cultural policymakers, not only on the continent but internationally as well, in terms of sharing information, understanding how policy directives and the decisions that are made from government have a direct impact on our ability to support and sustain organizations, but also largely as a way of building support and capacity for cultural organizations and for arts councils. Chair, we also supported through the grant funding process support to over 700 organizations, which were on a project basis as well as individuals. We've provided support in the form of bursaries to 69 students at undergraduate and postgraduate level, as well as to 40 training organizations across the country that do have programs that deal with arts and culture. We've partnered as well with the Provincial Arts and Culture Council in hosting artistic programs during the Confederations Cup, as well as, I might add, the World Cup last year. We continue to provide support to 61 companies over a three-year period through our company funding allocation. And in 2009, we initiated the So You Think You Can Write script reading and mentoring program just to assist writers to write for the South African context, to develop new stories which are culturally relevant, but also to improve the skill of writing within South Africa as one of the most important beginnings of a story, of a production, of any works. Chair, moving on as well, we've had the opportunity of working across the region as well in SADC with organizations that have got that regional footprint. And these include the Southern African Theatre Initiative, as well as Atiel Network. The Southern Africa Theatre Initiative hosted a women's festival in March last year during the International Women's Day celebrations, and Atiel Network assisted us in developing a marketing toolkit for funders across the continent. So all the members that are involved or working with funding in the cultural landscape have got access to this marketing toolkit. So in terms of the other partnerships that we've managed to secure with other public entities, we worked together with the Post Office during the World Summit on producing a series of conference-specific postcards and material using artists that we had previously been funded by the Arts Council. And this really is a way of continuing support for the artists that we work with, and it's just not a once-off relationship, but we want to ensure that whatever opportunities that we might have also got spill over to the arts, artists and arts organizations. In 2009, Chair, we also successfully hosted the craft market. We supported 10 crafters to go to Grahamstown and hosted a craft market at the festival. We've been managing the MINO Music Program, which is a partnership with the Norwegian Embassy and the Department of Arts and Culture. We've been managing that for the past 10 years, Chair, and we have managed to get clean audits for that particular program. And we initiated and hosted 3 Art Speak industry dialogue sessions in Johannesburg and Port Elizabeth. Now, Art Speak, Chair, we see as quite critical in terms of the broadening understanding, broadening engagement, broadening dialogue with the sector around issues that are particularly relevant at this point in South Africa's history, but broadly around the arts and what is happening. So the first one that we hosted spoke largely to intercultural dialogue. The one that we had in Port Elizabeth was as a post-summit reflection around the level of dialogue and policy dialogue, particularly for South Africa and how we as the NEC can take that forward. But these really are sessions where the industry gets to engage among themselves, and it provides us as the National Arts Council with opportunity to hear and to listen and be at the coalface with our constituents. Chair, we administered projects on behalf of the department. These include MINO, Downtown Studios, and we have also signed a letter of intent with the Department of Arts and Culture around the implementation of the South Africa-Swedish project, which will be in the second phase of implementation. And we hosted a workshop again with the Provincial Arts and Culture Councils to really strengthen a deeper working relationship with the PACCs, but also to understand their challenges at a provincial level and how our dual roles in terms of developing and supporting the arts and culture have a direct impact. So we need to be better placed to understand and to support each other, but also to know who's funding who at the PACC level and at the National Arts Council level, so that we don't over-support one particular organization or one particular individual, but we as much as possible are sharing that equity of the resources that we both have. And there are challenges which the CEO will touch upon in terms of how the policy landscape between the relationship with the NAC and the PACC was meant to facilitate greater access and what the current situation is regarding that. Chair, an indicator of the level of activity from a financial point, I thought it was important to bring to just a broad overview as well of the funding context of the NAC in terms of the allocation vis-a-vis the lottery funds allocation or distribution agencies allocation for the arts and culture. This was a recently released research report that was commissioned by the Department of Arts and Culture together with the HSRC, and they looked at particularly one sector. But I think it's we're in a position, and we believe strongly that this would be reflective of a number of sectors that we work in. So as an indication, Chair, our 65 million compared to 168 million that the lottery received, as well as what we allocate in terms of project and funding. But also more importantly, Chair, just as a way of indicating where the biggest portion of funding for the arts lays, it's not with the National Arts Council. And one of the propositions that we're making as the National Arts Council is that as the leading arts funding agency, irrespective of the fact that we don't have we're not huge in terms of financial resource, but but we pride ourselves on the fact that we have a greater footprint in terms of what we allocate, our efficiencies in terms of distribution, our ability to engage more speedily and rapidly with requests from the sector, and our ability as well to directly intervene where we see a strategic need to do that, but also where there is a direct benefit to our organizations. And so in relation to our level of funding in terms of what we do realize that we've got a particular focus on music and opera, and Julie DePoffa, the grant funding manager, will speak very specifically to what this scenario presents. But I wanted to highlight it as a strategic issue that we are addressing and we're dealing with together with the national department. I'll skip that slide, Chair. And then to just also provide an indication of the numbers of artists that apply for funds to the NAC vis-a-vis those that apply to the National Arts Lottery, to the National Lottery. So for our 44 who applied, our success rate is 11.4. And there are a few variables and indicators that we use in terms of evaluating, looking at compliance, looking at track record, looking at benefit and access, and how that project will benefit the community. Vis-a-vis what the number of applications that the lottery received and the number of projects that were successful. And it comes to the National Arts Council quite frequently that organizations that would have applied to the lotteries and not received the response then come to us as a stopgap measure where we have to intervene and provide the necessary support so that they do not close or they continue with the creative work and production. Some of the strategic challenges I thought which would be key to highlight during the year under review, Chair, and it's something that is that has been discussed frequently, is the need for a clearly defined policy framework. And I am aware that the department has reinvigorated that process to really provide more clarity as to what the policy framework is, and it is up for review from the 1998 white paper. Governance and leadership issues, which were highlighted by the Auditor General, the department is in the process of appointing a council. That is a department competency, and we are not involved in that process at all, but it has been raised as an issue by the Auditor General, and hence we have to include it as a strategic challenge for the National Arts Council. We have a national mandate, which is to support arts across South Africa, and we're dealing with seven disciplines. So the our ability to support at a sufficient level will continuously be challenged because of the allocations that we have. In terms of interventions that the National Arts Council has undertaken at a strategic level, we have undertaken research that speaks to public participation in the arts, firstly, but also evaluates the impact of the funding that we've done in the past 5 years as a way for us to really assess our level of impact and how far we're progressing in terms of distribution, in terms of effectiveness, and in terms of support and sustainability, but also speaking to the issues of transformation, the issues of redress, the issues of skills development and capacity building within these organizations and these entities that we work with. We strongly have pursued sector partnerships with organizations that we know that jointly and collectively we have a much more bigger pool of resources to work from. So for example, I mentioned earlier on the engagement and the partnerships that we had during the hosting of the World Summit on Arts and Culture. We've also partnered together with, again, the Business of South Africa and the French Institute in hosting a dance festival, which is called Collaborations. This is the second year in 2011 that we will be hosting it. But then there are quite a few other examples that we can cite where we have ensured that these partnerships have got a bigger benefit, where we might have been found wanting in terms of our ability to support those initiatives completely. Chair, and in a nutshell, that is, just an overview from a strategic perspective of where we are as the National Arts Council. I will ask Ndadele Zola to take the committee through the financial overview. So I think it's best if you come sit here. Yeah, okay.
Thank Thank you, Madam Chair and Honourable Members. I just want to give a financial overview of the National Arts Council during the first, I just want to give you, the annual report highlight of 09-10, where, section 16. Subsection 2, subsection A of the National Arts Council state that 75% of the funding that we get usually is allocated to be distributed as grants in support of the arts, while the remaining 25% is usually utilized for the operational expenses. And then we have realized lately that, with our current operating budget, it has increased from, 25% to 29%, which we find ourselves having a roughly about 4% shortfall within, the operating budget. So what we have done with our investment income, we are finding that, the shortfall with the passive interest that we earn from the investment account. In a 10-year, highlights, in rent value terms, from 2001 to 2010, the total allocation received from DAC was close to about 500 million. Where we look at a special project income, including downtowns, is about 10 million, and then the total grant expenditure came to about 3.87 million, and other revenue, which is more related maybe to interest and others, came to about 3.1. And the total revenue received was 36 million. And the 2009 and 10 allocation was 78 million, while the 2010-11 allocation was 65. So really you can see there was a reduction from the 2009-2010. Here I'm just giving the highlight of the statement of financial position. I'll just concentrate, as you've seen, the 2 years, I'll just go to, the total asset we had 103 in 2009 and 97 million in 2010, while the total liability and reserves the same is 97, 103 for 29 and 97 for 2010. And then the statement of financial performance, where we look at revenue, expenditure, operating expenses, we had about 95 million for 2010 and 89 million for 2009.
On our hard copy here, we don't have the page that Del Salo was referring to, the first one.
Which one? Which one? This one?
Yeah.
Oh, 10-year highlights.
Yeah. Is it an oversight? Okay, I'll just how is the presentation or what is happening? Is it one page only?
Yeah, it's only one page. I think when maybe they were printing, it was just, not included in their presentation pack.
Okay, can we just, because I'm looking also here on the screen more than the pages. Can we just keep it there so that we can just, if members just want to raise anything.
We'll go back to it.
We'll just go back to
it. Yeah.
Just, because since it's only one page that is.
No, Chair, can the telephone just be
slower.
Okay.
So that we should take your capture. When you go there, we can able to.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable. All right. So, gangman, Bab.
Okay. Yeah, I was still on the statement of financial performance.
Can just go back to the first page, to that specific page.
Okay. The 10-year highlights.
Yes.
I was talking about rent value from 2001 to 2010, looking at the total allocation received from DAC, which it's about half a billion, 517 million that we received. Breaking down where we had special project income from, also from downtown, so from the department, which was at about 10 million. And then our total grant expenditure, where, for disbursement and others, came to about 387 million.
And then we did receive other revenue, which is about 3.1. And in total, it was about 36 million that we received as you know, total revenue. For 2009-10 allocation, we received about 78 million. And 2010 and 11, it was 65. So there was a reduction there of the allocation that we received from the department. And then here I just give the highlight of the statement of the financial position, where you know you look at the you know the non-current asset and current assets, where our non-current assets, which is PPE and intangible asset, came to about 4 million for the 2010, and for 2009 it's about 4.6 million. Our current asset for 2010 was trade and other receivables was 2.2, while for 2009 was 1.6 million. And cash and other cash equivalents for 2010 was 90 million, and then for 2009 was 96 million. And our total assets for 2010 came to about 97 million, while for 2009 was at about 103 million. And we go to the net assets and liabilities, where we talk of non-current liabilities, where we look at long-term liabilities and NAC special projects. For 2009, we had about 373,000, and then for NAC special project, we had about 9.6 million, while in 2010, we had about 21.9 million, which were more especially for, you know, I think through a 2010 project that were really initiated by the department and also with the NAC. And then current liabilities, trade and other payables, for 2009 was 2.9 million, while for 2010 was 2.7 million. Project and bursary payables for 2009 was 46.9 million, while for 2010 it was 34.3 million. And then the current portion of long-term liability for 2009 was 543,000, while for 2010 it was 441,000. Admin and administered fund for 2009 was 5.6 million, while for 2010 it came to about 2.6 million. Our net asset value for 2009 was 37 million, while for 2010 it came to about 35 million. So it both the upper side and the bottom side, you know, came to a balance. So we go to the statement of financial performance, where we look at the, all our revenue that was received. For 2009, we received about 89 million, which is inclusive of Mino and others. And for 2010, it came to about 95 million. And then our expenses, which are more included into project and bursary allocated, and also our operating expenses, together they came to about 67 million. For 2010, and for 2009, it was at about 88 million. So, we had an operating surplus for 2009 of 1 million, while for 2010 we had about 28 million, which I'll explain further what was the reason for the surplus to, you know, to escalate so high when you compare the 2 years. Here I'll just highlight, you know, the reason behind, you know, the basis for our qualification. If you could, I think most of the honourable members were able to or have a privy to look into our annual report, which is clearly details the reason why. So here we're coming up with ways of how we're going to, you know, mitigate that, you know, management action, how to go forward in addressing the issue that were raised in the, you know, that lead to the qualification. Here I just want to say the revenue. The NT did not recognize a grant from the National Department of Arts and Culture for the year ended 31 March 2000 in accordance with South African Standards of GRAP, more especially GRAP 23, which relate to revenue from non-exchange transactions. And management's action is that prior to year end prior year adjustment concluded during the audit, we did make that prior adjustment, service providers appointed to ensure that the purchase agreement entered into by both Downtown Studios and Fox Street Properties
is accounted for in accordance with all applicable legislative and accounting reporting frameworks. The project is expected to be complete prior to the commencement of 2010-11 annual statutory year. And then further here, I want to explain, you know, the PPE, where we talk of property, plants, and equipment, where the entity, as we have said, it entered into a memorandum of understanding with the department, where we were supposed to buy the downtown studios and Fox Street properties. The entity did not, in 2009, recognize the acquisition of the business totaling 243,000, and in accordance with international financial reporting standard 3, the property and equipment of totaling 4.6 million also was not, you know, put into the NAC books, which also we contravene that, IFRAS 3 and also GRAP 3. And the management action in relation to that was that, you know, now we went into a way of getting that service provider to assist us in making that at the end, before the end of financial year, all those outstanding matters in relation to downtown studios and Fox Street properties are put into our books. And then only regular expenditure, the same, Section 52, Subsection 2 of the PFM requires the entity to promptly and in writing inform the National Treasury of the transaction and submit relevant particulars of the transaction to its executive authority for approval of about transaction to acquire a significant asset. Payment of that 4.7 million were made without informing the National Treasury and obtaining approval of that transaction from our executive authority. That amount was not disclosed, so that's where it created this irregular expenditure when the AG was auditing us in that year. But the management action in that regard had to engage the minister, by then Minister Lulu Kingwani, regarding the approval. Office had assumed that since the National Treasury had to approve the request to open the separate bank, it was a de facto approval. But in that regard, it was not taken that way. That is why we end up having that irregular expenditure. And then rental revenue, as it's one of those issues that were raised by the AG, from the memorandum when it was entered of understanding between the department to acquire that property, the entity did not recognize the whole revenue that was, you know, that was being received by Downtown Studios, which were from the lease agreements that were signed by them with those people who were renting out the property at Downtown Studios. That is where it created problem, because that rental revenue was not put into the books. So management's action is that now we thought we were a conduit, and the relations was in a short term, roughly for 6 months, we could have done that, but unfortunately it couldn't. Since 2008 till current, we're still waiting on finalizing the whole thing of, you know, Downtown Studios, and also making that the rental income come into our books. The matter was also raised with the former minister and also the current minister, so that, you know, they should assist in making that we finalize the whole transaction at the end of the day.
Chair, for the benefit of the committee, I think it's important to provide a historical overview relating to Downtown Studios. I think we've been speaking about it, and I'm not sure if members would have that historical overview of Downtown Studios and what necessitated the transaction or the NAC purchasing that property. But Downtown Studios was previously owned, is a recording studio that was previously owned by Gallo Records. And the former minister had wanted to create music hubs in terms of access and ensuring that recording artists would have cheaper access to producing their records, and using it also as a resource for the music industry, where there would be capacity building, you've got access to publishing, you've got access to marketing, to distribution. So we received a request in 2008 from the department to purchase Downtown Studios on the department's behalf, and the NAC agreed to that request. And hence, we then purchased on behalf of the department Downtown Studios, with the understanding that it was a short interim period, and then we would then transfer that property and business once the special purpose entity would be registered by the department. So we're in the process now. The entity was appointed by the former minister in 2010, May, April. There is a board. They have registered a separate company. And we in the process of cleaning up our accounts so that when we transfer and hand over, we've covered all the areas of concern that were raised and might be raised by the AG going forward. So just as a historical context to Downtown Studios. Thank you.
And then there was also another basis for qualification, which was Mino, which was the project. Usually, through the previous years, there was no problem when they were auditing us because it's audited separately by KPMG, whereby, you know, the Norwegians get their annual financial statement. But the AG, because they said we are controlling the assets and we are also controlling the bank accounts, we should, you know, bring all the assets and, you know, liabilities, expenditures of Mino into our books. So going forward, that's why the previous time we didn't do it, but going forward, this is what we have done. We took an active role of making sure that all the assets of Mino, you know, liabilities are put into our books when we even prepare, you know, prepare our management accounts going forward. So this year it won't be any problem any further because we are currently doing that, bringing all assets and liabilities into the books. Going forward, looking at the annual report highlights for, you know, challenges, as per our medium-term expenditure planning for 2011-12, NAC's original budget was reduced by 17%. Okay. When we look at that medium-term expenditure framework for 2011-12, the NEC's original budget was reduced by roughly about 17%. Because our original request was about 82 million, but only 68 million was, you know, allocated to us. This reduction really affected, you know, our project funding. Orchestras and company funding are fixed or committed allocation. Below, I did give a breakdown of, you know, how, you know, grants are allocated at the National Arts Council. When we look at, you know, the DAC income, as we have said, it was reduced. They've given an allocation of about 68 million, where, you know, our 75% of that has to go to grant allocation, while the remaining 25% has to go to admin, you know, costs. You can see the grants allocation for 75%, we've got about 51 million, 363, and then you take the orchestras, which are three, each one receiving roughly about five million. The total amount came up to about 15 million. And again, because annually we've got, you know, company funding, which it's on a three-year basis. Each year there's an amount of about 22 million that we have to dispense out there, and we are remaining with a balance of about 14 million, and that 14 million we have to disperse between the seven, you know, discipline that we have, and that is the only money that is available for general funding, and then it's split equally, and then each discipline will receive close to about two million.
Chair, can we just, if the committee will allow us, for purposes of time, to swap Julie's presentation with Goodwin's? I think it's more important that we speak to the actual funding allocations and leave the operational stuff for the end because they're going to into each other that way. If the committee is fine with that. Thank you, Chair.
Good morning, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee. I'm going to give an overview of the funding at the National Arts Council. We've structured our activities in terms for disbursing funding, in terms of funding sessions. We have two funding sessions. We invite applications twice a year. However, the second funding session is usually for the local bursaries allocation, the postgraduate and institutional bursaries. We have three types of funding categories, which are project funding, bursaries, and company funding. In terms of project funding, we support individuals, may I continue? Thank you. In terms of project funding, we support individuals, organizations, community groups engaged in arts projects, so they are eligible for funding. In terms of funding, we consider a wide variety of projects that people apply for. This includes research and documentation, performances, exhibitions, workshops, materials, creation of new works, music compositions, creative writing, script development, and so forth. For bursaries, we offer both national and international bursaries for students, postgraduate students at tertiary level. Bursaries are primarily awarded for tuition fees, but where tuition fees have been covered, we would cover other board and lodging costs, books, and so forth. Block bursaries are awarded to institutions for undergraduate students under the criteria that is specified by the NAC, which actually means that undergraduate students do not apply to us directly. The institutions themselves apply on behalf of undergraduates, and we give specific criteria to the institutions with regard to what sort of students are eligible for the bursary funding.
Chairperson, I just want to indicate, you know, the stress that we are experiencing here. First of all, the pages are not numbered. I don't know whether it's our office. And it's such a difficulty. People are just going on, and we have to peruse right through, because in the manner that this has been paid, it's not the same as what they are doing when they are deliberating, and we have to look through. I think this is quite strange. I don't know whether it's our office or that's how this hard copy has been given to us. The pages are not numbered, and that makes it very difficult for us.
I've also been going through that, but as I said, there was a technicality when I opened the meeting, and then we agreed that we must continue. Unfortunately, we have to continue. We are strangers, as we understand, but the technicality is from both our office and their side. So can we just continue? And then as they present also, Annabelle, let's just move quickly. Go on.
Thank you,
Chair. Honourable Dabas.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I would suggest that before they proceed with the presentation, we must be certain that all members are on the same page before they proceed with the presentation.
Okay. Where is this presentation? I've been looking on the screen. That's why I'm not looking at the presentation, because I've been getting lost myself. So I just opted to look at the screen. So can you just let's go, guys.
Okay, how should we just have every page, just get a sense of who's got the page or not, because it is here. I'm not sure if maybe let's look at the copy that you have, and then we can compare and guide the members appropriately. If that is,
we have this. Is that a difference?
It's not too different. No. And we apologize that the pages are not numbered. We started here with a section that speaks to the funding overview, and I had requested that we just skip. We swap around the two presentations for the purposes of time, because this is what the core work of the NAC is. So we're currently on the page that deals with funding activities. We're on the second one that speaks to bursaries. Thank you, Chair.
Members, do you want to comment?
May I continue? Okay.
I just want members to be satisfied. Do you want to comment further?
Yes, yeah, all the same.
Are there any other comments?
Good.
Okay. Well, on the overview.
Okay. We support also postgraduate students who apply directly to the National Arts Council. It is important because of the funding that we give is limited, that students raise part of the funding towards their studies. The other category that we have is the category called company funding. It is a three-year funding which was initiated in 2002 when the playhouses were restructured. So that money for savings was given to the National Arts Council to support companies that deal with performances at the time. But over time, we have incorporated other disciplines, including the visual arts and craft, who are now eligible to apply for the company funding. Companies are invited only once in a three-year cycle. They are given a standard amount for the 3 years. They don't need to apply. And after the cycle is ended, we advertise again, and organizations can then apply for another cycle of funding. The purpose of company funding is really to provide companies with stable funding for a period of 3 years in order to facilitate the creation, performances, exhibitions of new works, capacity building, job creation, and audience development. Coming to the achievements of the National Arts Council in terms of grant funding, the NAC is successful and timers in grant disbursement. When we open for a funding session, we publish that we will close, for instance, on the 29th of April, and outcomes will be released on the 1st of August and so forth, and we ensure that the time frame that we give is actually met. The NAC is more visible as through the roadshows that we conduct in the provinces in the very rural areas that need more information on the National Arts Council. We have formed partnerships, as the CEO has mentioned briefly, to meet other strategic objectives. We also have skilled advisory panel members who are actually the experts in the industry or the sector they work in. The challenges faced by the National Arts Council is that our funding model currently is very reactive, meaning we sit and wait for applications to come in from a broad variety of arts organizations and arts disciplines and arts projects. In a way, we do not really intervene as to what projects can be supported or not. This has got shortcomings, which the chief operating officer will highlight. The funding that we allocate is usually project-based, and therefore can only be allocated once in a financial year, as it is according to the NAC regulations.
Sorry, this page, members, the page is the second last one from the end of the presentation. I think the pages might have got mixed up a bit. Sorry, sir. Second last from the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was saying that funding is project-based, and therefore it's a challenge because you can only allocate once in a financial year. This is according to the regulations of the National Arts Council. People can only apply for a project and come again next year and apply for another project, which really poses a challenge for the sector itself.
I've been assisted by somebody from the back and the right, because they think that because I'm old I can't see. But I think it is, you know, the same experience that other people have. This is just not right, you know, because we can't make follow-up. It's going to be very difficult for us to note where we want to pose questions. And I'm just unhappy about this. Thank you. And also the way it portrays us as if we don't know what we are doing. I'm telling you, it's not because of that.
I'm sorry, I think members is the serious challenge for all of us now, not only these members alone. When we started, I think we thought it will be, we were trying to be dynamic in terms of saying we'll catch it in front. But I think there's a challenge here that I don't think we can continue with this presentation from this way I'm sitting, in the way members are not happy with this presentation. I can see it from the faces and all that, so it's just not it, you know. I think we can just take a 5-minute break, and then we'll halt the presentation by NEC right now. So that, as I said, there's a technicality because it's both from our side and on their side. But I thought maybe it will follow it through, but it seems there's a challenge. I want other honorable members to comment before I take the decision. Honorable Kwarai, Honorable Chikala, Mugulandilan, and Honorable Mabud. Honorable Kwarai?
No, I think from my point of view, I think the last page of the last page of this after when I found all the provinces. And thank you. Can't we allow this and take a break so that we should capture all effort that we have been making a note so that we must be able to ask questions and clarities if we can deal with these two pages. But the presenter, please, can presenter try to be slow so that we should take the catch? Because I find the presenter being fast now. And to go to this page, when I went to that page, she was at about the last bullet or the third last bullet.
Thanks, Chair. Mine is to say that, you know, much as they actually do the presentation speedily, it might be okay, but they need really to reduce that speed a bit. But the most disadvantageous part is the one that you indicated, that, you know, we have been disempowered by receiving the document, and whatever reason it is, you know, before they made the presentation, and I understand the technicality, but really, it doesn't make us to perform as expected. So I would agree with you that to consider giving us a break and see what else can be done.
I'll take a decision. Honorable Astori.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, Chairperson, we are thinking of many things as members of Parliament. If entities come to Parliament, there's a lot involved, the expenditure, travelling expenditure. And it's not of our liking always to come and complain and then send people back. We just don't want to do that. So therefore, we are going to try by all means here what we have captured, and we'll deal with that. But yes, I agree with Honorable Hwarai that we must complete the last page. And then whatever questions the members would have. But this is not what we want. We want to deal with issues explicitly and be satisfied that if you say the AG has given you this report, it's what you have done. And we also have to report, by the way, to Parliament. That's the problem. And as we are sitting here, we are being captured somewhere. And if we just release people and come and ask very vague questions, and when we are supposed to be asking relevant questions that, you know, are relating to what has been given to us, we are going to be regarded as failures in Parliament. I don't know, because we are this far. Maybe we should just complete this, and I don't know whether other people want to. There are questions that we have jotted down. I'm afraid, Chairperson, it must come to the attention of this committee and the leadership that it was so difficult for us, really, to do just.
Honourable members and honourable guests, from my side, I would not continue if the committee is not happy. That's the most unfortunate part. The technicality issues, we are going to do injustice because the report is long, and it's a long overdue report. What I would propose to the honourable members, just to for NAC to halt, and then we'll stop, and we'd rather take the African Star Museum for now, if you allow us, and continue with them, because we have their report ready. Because when we, on Ms. Liberta said that we can continue without the report, we thought everything is just in order with copies and all. We will see how we'll solve it after the, because there'll be a lot of questions, and it will be unfair to the organization that gave the report in time. They will give, and then, do you agree with that? Honourable Lotrick?
Chair, I know I was also now absent for a few minutes, but I think it is very important what you propose now, in that I think it's not only a matter of us digesting this document and asking questions, but as I scanned through it and what I heard, there are bigger problems here in terms of the totality of NAC that we will have to have time to discuss in depth. And therefore, I don't think we're going to do it justice by asking a few questions.
So what do you propose? My suggestion. Are there any members that want to comment on this one? Maybe let me find out from the committee secretary.
Overcoming by Albert. Overcoming.
Do you have the date? While I'm consulting, I was consulting with the committee secretary to check that when did they communicate with NAC. That they are coming to report, you know. You know, at first I didn't want to be very brutal to say that if the document was sent on Monday and it was communicated 3 weeks ago, there was a problem. But we felt we were lenient this time because we're not even supposed to allow them to speak. But it was also a technicality from our side. I will take a decision, and that is it. Unfortunately, I don't think we can continue with this presentation. With the nature of the NAC also, we cannot continue. It's not going to be viable. With the nature of the presentation, it's not going to be viable. Ms. Liberty, we'll request you to come again with the committee with the report on time, numbered, because really we are not following. Honorable Kwarai, it's going to be difficult also for questions. You know yourself as members will be wanting to say on page what. We're lenient because by the virtue of the committee, we were not even supposed to start presenting from what we'd get, but we found there was also technical quality on the side. So that means the report, even before it was given to the committee secretary, it was not perused to say that these are the numbers. From the nature of this committee with the AG's report, I don't think we'll continue. We'll just request NAC to come. We'll give you a date with all what we required, and unfortunately, if honourable members are not happy with the presentation, then we cannot continue. Are the members want? Do members want to come? Honourable Moss?
I think you said it all. When you opened the meeting, you said, as members, we also do our own work. you know, it does accept what we hear here. We also do our homework outside. So we prepare us for these meetings. And say, as we said, yeah, we are prepared because we do our own work. This thing is not only from today. It comes from 2006 up until now on the IGIS report as we are saying. And therefore, I agree what you're saying, that we will give them a proper time to come back to us so that we have also proper time to engage in the report of this institute there. And therefore, I totally agree what you actually are saying. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Moss. I think the issue is that it's not only time alone, but it's also the way now the report is. It is, because when we allowed, when Honorable Dapane moved that we must continue, we thought the papers are in order. As much as we see the presentation, we thought the papers are in order. But now if there are also pages missing, no numbering, pages missing, I mean, the same entity will be laughing to say those members don't know anything. We just presented, and they didn't know. So, unfortunately, we are not going to continue. I thought I should just keep quiet for some time until members recognize, because really, if some pages are missing, let me just keep quiet. But I'm happy that members have been observing this. And you see, you can't chance with seasoned members who've got institutional memory like Honorable Story and Bo Honorable Mamit. I could see they were shaking their heads. So I thought I should just let members speak. Unfortunately, to the NAC, we cannot continue. And we would take a 5-minute break, and then we'll give you a date whereby we'll request you to come back. And fortunately, the department is also observing what has been happening here. And we'll take a 5-minute break, and then we'll ask African Style Museum to come and present. Thank you.